Well, good morning. It is June 24th, 2022, and welcome to our daily Bible reading. As you can see, I am back in Connecticut, so we made it back safely. Thank you all so much for praying for us. We had a good week, and it was a blessing to have a little bit of a family break and family vacation, and we had a great time in New York, Pennsylvania, and so, but it's good to be back. Today, though, we are going to be reading from Deuteronomy 29, and we're going to continue reading Psalm 119 verses 49 to 72, Isaiah 56, and Matthew chapter 4. So let's get in the Word today. Deuteronomy chapter 29. Deuteronomy 29 this morning. There we go. Deuteronomy 29. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called unto all of Israel and said unto them, Ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh and unto his servants and unto all of the land. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. And yet the Lord hath not given you a heart to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear unto this day. And I led you 40 years in the wilderness, and your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. Ye have not eaten bread, neither have ye drunk wine or strong drink, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. And when ye came unto the place, Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan came out against us in a battle, and we smote them. And we took their land, and gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh. Keep therefore the word of this covenant, and do that, and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders, and your officers, with all of your men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, your strangers, that is, your stranger that is in thy camp, from the hewer of the wood unto the drawer of the water, that thou shouldest enter into the covenant with the Lord thy God, and unto oath, which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God, as he hath said unto thee, and as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. For ye know how we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we have come through the nations which ye have passed by, and ye have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them. Lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God to go and to serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. And it came to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he blessed himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of mine heart to add drunkenness to the thirst. And the Lord will not spare him. And then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy will smoke against this man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him. And the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. And the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all of the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which the Lord hath laid upon it, and that that whole land therefore is brimstone and salt and burning, that is not sown nor beareth, nor any green grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adamah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Even all nations shall say, wherefore hath the Lord done this unto the land? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they knew not, and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another land, as it is this day. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. That was Deuteronomy chapter 29. Move on over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119, we're going to pick up in verse 49. Psalm 119, verse 49, Zion. Remember the words unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy words have quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, and yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken a hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and have kept thy law, and this I had, because I kept thy precepts. Cheth, thou art that my portion, O Lord, and I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy my commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forsaken thy law. At midnight I will rise up to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of all them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Tate. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I kept astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good, and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. That was Psalm 119, verses 49 to 72. Let's move on over to Isaiah. I'm going to read Isaiah 56 today. Isaiah 56. Oop, wrong page. Oh, there it is. Isaiah 56, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbath, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place, and a better name than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. And also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to keep his servants, every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even then will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted unto mine altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him. And all ye beasts of the field come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. His watchmen are blind, they are all ignorant, they are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. That was Isaiah 56. Let's move on over to Matthew. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4 today. Matthew, chapter 4. Matthew, chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up unto this holy city, and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time that thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And again, the devil taketh him up unto an exceedingly high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the earth, and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone thou shalt serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtalim, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. And the people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death light has sprung up. And from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. Amen. That was our reading today for June 24th, 2022. Thank you all so much for joining me. Trust it was a blessing. It is good to be back here in Connecticut. I missed you all, and so looking forward to seeing you all on Sunday already. But that said, make sure that if you haven't done so, to leave a comment in the comment section or a reaction to the video so I can make sure to mark that off. Getting close to the 200th day of the year, which is really cool, reading the Bible for 200 days in a row, so make sure that you continue to mark that off. But that said, thank you all so much. Let's open our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Lord, I thank you so much for, Lord, this past week that you gave to my family and I to be able to spend together and to be able to just spend that special time. And, Lord, thank you for traveling mercies, bringing us back here to Connecticut. And, Lord, it's a blessing to be to be here and to be back with my brothers and sisters. Lord, I look forward to Sunday already, of being together with my brothers and sisters and preaching your word once again. And Lord, I just praise you so much for Eastford Baptist. And Lord, I just pray, God, for each one online today that you would just give them a great day. Lord, that you would just help us to take these words that we have read today and apply them. Lord, especially what Jesus said about being fishers of men. Lord, how Peter and John and Andrew, the sons of Zebedee, Lord, how they just left everything, Lord, in order to follow you, and more than that you made them proclaimers of the gospel. Lord, lay on our hearts today somebody who needs to hear the gospel message. Lord, may we be quick to share Jesus Christ with someone today. Lord, I pray, starting with myself, Lord, I pray, God, that many would come to know you as a result of our boldness, Lord, knowing that you are the one who has made us fishers of men. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you'd apply that to our hearts today and help us to live for you. We love you, and I pray for your blessing upon each one. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow, Lord willing.